Our election prayer focus today is for unity. We're going to be using some excerpts from the Declaration of Independence, what began our unity as a country. Benjamin Franklin admonished the citizens of America, "We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall hang separately." To be free from the rule of Great Britain, the forefathers of America wrote that these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states. They said this, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. And on that day, they absolved allegiance to the British crown. What united us then can unite us now. Remember where you were on September 11, 2011? After that horrible 2001, after that horrible attack on American soil, killing many people at the Pentagon and the Twin Towers, unity followed. We had a common enemy, a common fear, a common bond. We wanted to defend our country, protect it, and keep it. A familiar part of the preamble to the Declaration of Independence says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." What united us then can unite us now. We are called United States. Let's stop and pray for unity. Father, we thank you that our forefathers recognized the need to declare a break from a power that was keeping them from having the freedom of a religion, freedom to believe, to have church the way they wanted. Now, though we know, God, that you have designed that we trust in Jesus and that there is only one way to heaven through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and believing in what he did on the cross for our sins and is now resurrected and sits at the next to you, Father God, in heaven. We also know, Father, that our country appears to be more and more divided. So we speak against that. We bind that spirit of division and loose the spirit of unity among us. Do in our country what it takes, God, to unite us again, that we would have that same fervor to break free from the things that are trying to separate us and tear us apart. Help us to find those things that bring us together, the freedoms that we experience here, the rights that we have to be able to express ourselves, the Constitution that we have, the fact that we can even pledge allegiance under God, that we can pray at places. All those freedoms, Father, we pray are going to be restored, and that we will be united in praying for our country, for the elections, for the process to be truthful and honest and ethical, for the right leader to be placed in this very big position that affects the world. We pray, Father, for that person to be placed in there. We praise you, Father, for the Declaration of Independence, for the forefathers, for standing up for truth and uniting and seeking you, the supreme judge of the earth, of the world. And we appeal to you again this day, Father, that you, the supreme judge, would look at our country and see the few that are still here standing up for you, Father God. And there's probably so many more. May we be like Elisha, that the friend of his, the person that was with him, could see the number that was for us and not who's against us. Lord, you said to Abraham that you would save even Sodom and Gomorrah if there was only a few, or at least the people in it. And so, Father, we pray that you would save our country, and that you would unite us again in the mighty name of Jesus.